After Secretary Rumsfeld's comments yesterday, Ohio Congressman Ted Strickland sent him a letter criticizing preparedness in Iraq. In it, the congressman quotes a letter he has from an Ohio Army Reserve unit that's in Iraq, the 660th Transportation Company. At our request, the Army has made available some soldiers from that unit. On the line with us now, Staff Sergeant Jake Lucas. Sergeant Lucas, you heard Specialist Wilson's comments. You heard about them anyway. What did you think?
Well, Specialist had a good point. I mean, according to him, he dug out of a scrap pile, I guess. We've here at the 660s have done sort of the same thing, being with our vehicles, the M915A2 tractor trailer. We had no up armor kits from the factory. We had to go through and come up with our own type of armor kits made out of regular steel and conveyor belt.
This is a transportation unit you're with, so you're driving these roads from one part of Iraq to another, carrying supplies and things like that?
We carry fuel, yes.
Fuel. And what kind of armor do you have on your vehicles?
Well, like I was saying, we have regular plated steel, which is about an eighth-inch thick. It's covered in mine belt, which is also, it's probably about three-eighths to a half-inch thick. And it has been tested with the 7.62 round, and it does stop that.
Well, that sounds like they are armored.
Yes, but we have come up with the armor kit ourselves. We have designed it ourselves here at the company level. And we've basically had to go through and, find the steel and find the supplies.
Well, when you say to the Army that this is a problem, as you must, what's the response there? I mean, what do they say?
They say they know that there's no up armor out there, but they say they have been, contacting companies, and there's just right now there's no company making or manufacturing these up armor kits. And, they just tell us to do what we can with what we got.
What do you think about this? I mean, here you are fighting this war in Iraq.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm outraged because we come over here voluntarily risking our lives every day, for freedom and to haul these much-needed supplies. And we're out here with no armor on our kits other than what we have come up with ourselves. And soldiers are losing their lives there, and basically I'm outraged.
Sergeant Lucas, how widespread is this problem? I understand that you have complained about it, but is this a problem that everyone faces?
I don't feel that everyone faces it because each company has different types of equipment and trucks. Some trucks have up armor kits for them, and some trucks do not. And ours just happens to be one of those companies that do not have up armor kits for our trucks.
You know, the Secretary of Defense responded to Specialist Wilson's question by saying that he said a tank can still get blown up even though it's armored. What's your response to that?
That is true. But I also, the up armor is safer. You lose a lot less lives with the up armor kits.
When you go out on one of your fuel runs, how far are you going? What is it you have to do? Where are you stationed now, and where do you have to drive to?
We are stationed in Balad. It's about 45, 50 miles north of Baghdad. We drive our fuel up north, and we drive our fuel west of Baghdad, and we drive approximately 200 to 400 miles.
Have you been shot at and been protected by the armor that you have put on this truck?
To be honest with you, yes, we've been shot at numerous amount of times. And also, we also have a different job in our company. We're also convoy escorts for our fuel convoys. We are driving gun trucks, and yes, we have been protected by our makeshift armor that we have placed on our trucks. We got attacked last night. We had a roadside bomb actually attack my truck that I was driving.
What is that like? What happened?
Well, I tell you, it's very hard. I had one guy in my truck get injured. He caught a piece of shrapnel in his arm, possibly broke his humerus bone in his right arm, and the truck was downed. It was hard to go through.
Sergeant, are there other members of your unit who are standing there who've been listening to this?
Yes.
Would you ask them if any one of them would like to speak to me?
Yes, hang on. Alex, you'll be talking to Sergeant Jesse Starr.
Okay. Hello, Sergeant Starr?
Yes, hello?
Can you confirm what I've heard from Sergeant Lucas? Does this sound like a fair assessment of what it's like to serve over there?
Sure thing, sir. I mean, he spoke the truth.
Have you heard anything from a commander in your unit or from anyone else commenting on what the Secretary of Defense said about this. Any sign that things might change or get better because a specialist stood up and asked Secretary of Defense about what's going to be done to improve things with these vehicles?
No, I have not heard a commander say that. In my opinion, it's going to get better eventually, but I don't think it'll be on this next rotation, maybe one or two rotations after that. They're not putting the kits out. I mean...
Well, when you talk about a rotation is how long?
1 year.
1 year, right. So you're talking about improvements being years away.
Right. It's going to take quite some time.
What is the morale like over there?
At times it's good, but for the majority of the time it's pretty low. I mean, everybody's depressed because there's no real protection for us.
Sergeant Starr, how do you feel now about what you are doing in Iraq?
I feel good about it. I mean, I think we're here for a purpose, and we're really helping out the people. But some of them just don't want, they don't want to be helped.
You mean some of them don't want you there, some of the Iraqis?
Well, not necessarily the Iraqis. I think they're coming from other countries. Everybody wants to fight the Americans.
Sergeant Starr, stay safe over there, will you?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sergeant. And thanks to Sergeant Lucas.
Thank you.
Sergeant Jesse Starr and Staff Sergeant Jake Lucas spoke to us from Camp Anaconda, that's north of Baghdad. They're part of the 660th Transportation Company of the Ohio Army Reserves.